Baruch Hashem, we thank Hashem that we are all together here tonight. Baruch Hashem, especially these days, it was hard week last week. I think it's quiet, relatively here in Beit Shemesh.
Beit Shemesh, Baruch Hashem, they've been pretty quiet. But we. I heard a story, but I don't know if it was true, so we want to repeat it.
Okay, Rabbi Shai, so Baruch Hashem, we thank Hashem we're here. We have this beautiful Mokoyim. Baruch Hashem. The beginning, in our group here, we always mention that a big yisoy, a very big yisoy, that always at the beginning of things, so it's this man that's misugal to be misbaral, right? That Hashem listens to our tefillahs all the time, but at the beginning of something, it's a special man, a special time for that Hashem listens to the tefillahs. So now it's the beginning of the winter season. It's like a new zman now, and kabura. It's the beginning of our of this term of our kabura, like. And if any of you are starting new mesechtes, if you have new chavrusas, most of the olim has new chavrusas. I don't know how it works for that with you people. If you have new sedarim, new chavrusas, new limudim, anything new, Rabbi Sai, take a hot tip, and be mispowered for it. Any time at all, whenever you start something new, always it's a time that's suitable for Hatzlacha. Tefillahs are on the Skabel in a higher level as Hashem. Okay. But say, what we've been doing here for the last couple of years, at least I think that after Yontif, we know that it's a big investment, the Yontif, in money-wise and time-wise and in energy, right? And we always say that it's almost impossible that you shouldn't have some inspiration on Yontif. Sometimes it's for a minute, sometimes it's for an hour, sometimes for a second, but at least some uplift that you have, from all the work and everything you put in. So suddenly you get a feeling of, if it's L'man yedu d'orasechim ki b'sukas ha'shafti es b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, suddenly you get a feeling like you're in the Midbar and Hashem is watching over you, and it's an inspirational feeling. It's something that you can't describe in words. Sometimes the Dalet Minim suddenly strikes you with a special chizuk. Sometimes it's a simchas beis ha'sheva. You're dancing and singing, and you feel like a special simcha, a special connection. So, when that happens, it's marvelous, and it's terrific. It's a climax, it's special, and you hit it and you got it. But it wouldn't be wonderful, to preserve it, the wells you had. But if you're able to capture it and to commit it to writing, the thought and the feeling, it's so valuable, so precious, to preserve it. So I always suggest that after Yontif, it's not like Isluchag, but not that far from Yontif, that if you sit down for a few minutes every day, maybe you can still capture something. I could just share with you that when you sit down to do it, I'll tell you, usually your mind is blank. You wouldn't have any memory, probably not. But if you're stubborn, you sit down for a few minutes, you think about where you were the first night, the first Hushpiz and Avram Avinu, the family, so beautiful the first night of Sukkot. After all the work, now you finally sit down, you have a little bit nachas, the family together with the bright lights of the sukkah, and so beautiful, finally, the Yontif is here, and then the next day, suda during the day, also very joyous, and besimcha, and so on and so forth. You have the days of chalamoid, simchas beis hasheva. So sometimes you sit down and rethink about the sukkah. So sometimes you're lucky that it'll come to you, you know, that special feeling. So try it, Rabbi Sai. It's too precious, you know, to lose it if you can do it. I personally, you know, tried it the other day, and I remember something that was very, very special. That, you know, I'm happy that I did the Uvda, because it's something that I did on Yantiv, and it was nice, but like I didn't think of, you know, something that I should remember, and because of the Uvda, so maybe remember it and try to preserve it, and maybe pass it on to other people. I usually make an asik on Sukkot every night about the Ushpizin, probably more than other people. That, you know, it's not just to say Uri Uri, when I say Uri, what's the lashon? You know, come to my sukkah, and you know, and tonight it's Avram, the other night it's Yosef, this is Moshe. So you invite them to your sukkah, and that's it. Then you get on with the rest of the proceedings. But I try to connect myself a little bit more with each night with the Ushpizin. This year, one night, the Ushpizin, I spoke to the Ushpizin, you know, Barishas. You know, talk to him as if he's there. He is there, not as if he's there. He is there. So I spoke to him, you know, I never did that before. The idea of speaking to the Ushpizin is not my idea, right? We all do it. We invite them to the sukkah, right? We all speak to them. We say, what is the Lashon? I don't know what the Lashon is, but, you know, that Lashon is that I'm inviting you to come to the sukkah, and you actually are talking to them. So the idea that you can talk to them is not my idea, but what I did do that was a Shiddush myself, was that I had not a lengthy conversation, but I spoke to him more than just the invitation. I said other things to him, you know, that we would say if whoever it is, let's say if Moshe Rabbeinu would be sitting in the sukkah, so there's certain things you would like to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? If Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting there, so you can say it to him. He's sitting there, so you know. Whatever you want to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, that how much you appreciate that, you know, he was Moshe Nefesh, you were Moshe Nefesh to cry Israel, you went up, you know, and you know, whatever you want to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, that you appreciate, you know, that he was in the palace, right, of Paroi, and they try to influence him there without any question, and with all the influence and all the input that they had, when he walked out of the palace, he went out, you know, to seek his brothers. How did that happen, that he was able to maintain? So I said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, it's so marvelous that you're able to maintain your identity, you're in the palace, you know. These are things that you would like to say to Moshe Rabbeinu if he was sitting there, and he is sitting there, right? So it's a nice thing to remember if it's such a wonderful thing, so try to do it every, you know, try to do it next year again, you know, try to do it with maybe all the Ushpizin, right? Talk to Avraham Avinu, talk to Yitzchak, you know, speak to them. And so, if it was such a positive experience, so try to remember it and do it again, you know? And try to pass it on to others also, you know, like I'm doing tonight. But, I mean, the Uvda, how should we say, brought to my attention to that it was taka, you know, a good thing, and to remember it and to internalize it, you know, to make it, to remember to do it next year again, like, not just that night, that it was a good experience. Okay, everybody, sorry. That's what one thing that I'd like to, you know, like to speak about, maybe the Uvda for tonight, another Uvda, that we know that The Olam is usually accustomed just to take Baruch HaTor Adinoi, Ahinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehyeh B'Dvaro. That we're accustomed that the Maisa Gracious, that the Barsham gives over to us, the Chumash, that we get a Muna from it. And the Muna that Hashem created the world. But I'd like to bring to your attention something that especially this year that I thought about. The Muna that Hashem created the world, that really has nothing to do with the Maisa Gracious as related in the Chumash. What I mean to say is like this. In the Chumash, Hashem tells us that on Monday he created this thing, and on Wednesday he created the sun, right, and the moon. Now, all you get, the Chumash is that, the schedule when he created these things, but the actual fact that the Baruch Hashem created, is the creator, I think that we have to get, even independently of the Chumash and the Maisa Gracious, to get it, if you breathe breath, so you think, where does this breath come from? And where does your heartbeat come from? And where does your food come from? You know, where does your speech come from? So I think that's supposed to make you aware that there's a Borei Olam. Like the Goyim, a Chayef believes in the God, in the Borei Olam also, right? That means the guy, the Eskimo, the North Pole, the husky dogs, even though he doesn't know that on a Tuesday the grass is created, but he's supposed to think about the Baruch Hashem, whether he knows about the grass on Tuesday or not. Is that correct? So the fact that the Baruch Hashem created Tuesday, the grass, and he shared it with us, I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that he wants us to be, that he expects us to believe in him, right? In other words, our belief in him, that he's the Borei Olam, I think that's supposed to come independently of what the Chumash relates to us about the Maisa Gracious, right? In other words, he told us how he created the world, what happened in Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, and he shared that with us. He didn't have to, right? He could have required us to do Torah mitzvahs. You can put on tefillin tomorrow morning or Baruch. If you didn't know that on Wednesday the sun was created, you could put on tefillin without that. There's nothing about the creation on Wednesday that Hashem created the sun that's going to alter your putting on tefillin tomorrow morning, right? Or have any effect on it or any influence of it, right? That Hashem didn't have to share with us what he created on Wednesday, right? He didn't have to share it with us. And why did he share it with us? He has his reasons. Because he wanted us to know that he did. And it was important enough for him to tell us about it. There is something that we have to get from it. What exactly that is, I don't know. But at least he wants us to be aware of it and to relate to it, right? The fact that he told it to us. The mere fact that we don't know why he told us makes it even, I think, a bigger chiyuv that we should think about it, because we can't think of any reason why he would have told us. So it seems that that itself is a fact that he wants us to be aware of it. Hashem does billions of things. He doesn't share it with us, but this he decided to share with us. There must be for a certain reason, right? In other words, he wants us to relate to it. Tomorrow, he wants us to relate to what he did on Monday. You have to find out what he did on Monday. The Rokia, and Rashi says that, but it was, he didn't get hard, the Rokia. Whatever that means to us, if you want to look up Medrashim, Chazal, and think about it, right? I mean, you see that it was important because the Shir Shiyom and the Beis HaMikdash, they had every day an orchestra, right, a big orchestra, and a big choir, every day, every single day of the year. Shachris, it was Yom Kippur, Shabbos, and the Shir Shiyom, is based on the theme of the Maisa Gracious of that day. So you see that Hashem wants, for some reason, to relate to that. So I don't think most people don't. I don't want to make a kitchen. But that's one of the main purposes of our little club that we have here, our Chabura, our Bad, that we try to relate to things and connect with things that for some reason that other people don't. Even Zimmerman, even Talmud Chachamim, or Chashi people, for some reason things are overlooked. And that's one of the purposes of our group here, is to relate to things that for some reason they're overlooked. Sometimes I say again, I want to make a kid trip to Hakishon, but it might even sound one thing that people that are Talmud Chachamim, that whatever it is, that it's overlooked. And we try to, not that we say we're greater, but we want to pick up on things that are important, and that unfortunately sometimes they're overlooked. So, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that it was important that he should tell us that he did these things each day, so it seems that he wants us to know about it and to relate to it in some kind of a way, right? So I wanted to suggest that one of the things we should do, Rabbi Shai, is that every, this week at least, you know, we should really be doing it the whole year, right? The way I'm describing it now, it seems Hashem would want us always, you know, the day that we, you know, to be aware of the creation. But even if we don't do it the whole year, which I think might be a good idea, but at least in honor of the learning now, again, you know, Sefer Bereishis, that here, and, you know, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, like Kabbalah Yochum, we say again, goes to the trouble to inform us. He wants us to say, Moshe, I'd like you to know what I did on Yom Shlishi. I'd like you to know, I want you to know that Yom Shlishi, I created the grass. So I think it means that when you're looking at the grass, in a certain place in your brain, it should be put away somewhere in your brain that when you look at the grass, you say, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you did that on Yom Shlishi. What do you gain from it? I don't know. But what you gain from it doing what Hashem, you know, had in mind, what he told us about it, you know, if he wanted us to relate to it in some way. Maybe we'll think of some higher, some other thing that you can connect with or do with it. But the mere fact that you think about it, I think that you're doing what Hashem wanted, you know. So at least looking down, Hashem is looking down, you know, from the heavens. He says, what do I see here? At least there's a modest group of people that I put in the Chumash, and I don't make a kitchen, but I don't know, two people, you know, want to connect with it. They just, you know, we get Bayom Hashem, you know, Bahi V'yom HaShlishi, you know, Bayom Hashem Yehi Or, Yehi this, Yehi that, Yehi Shemesh, Berakia. So we learn it, Mar Besedra, you read through it. And that's about all. No, but you see, I see a group of people here that they think in their head, well, if the Bari Olam once, you know, put it in the Chumash, so he must have wanted us to think about it. So I see here's a group of people that for some reason they're taking it seriously why I put it in the Chumash. So at least this week, you know, maybe when we're holding by, we're learning about Korach Lavat Osai and Bolok and Bilam. Okay, so we forgot about it already. But at least in the Bereishis, we're learning with the Bereishis, so at least now we should think about it a little bit, if I say, huh? So I'd like to suggest that the Ugda, this week, if I say, maybe each day, try to think of, you know, what the, I just want to bring to your attention to that interesting thing that the Or, the light that we see tomorrow morning, Beth Hashem, see the light of the day, so that's not the light from Yom Rishon. Rashi brings down that the light from Yom Rishon, Hashem decided to put it away, Los Lavoi, the Tzaddikim. So the light, yeah, the light that we see during the day is from the Shemesh, from Yom Rivi, not from Yom Rishon. Isn't that interesting? Huh? I I mean, that's what Rashi said in the Chumash, right? Barsham decided that Lo Kedai, you know, to be shown, so he put it away, right? So, I mean, most people don't live with that idea. Right? Most people I don't know why, but I mean, even though it says it, right? So, Rabbi said we want to run out and make the bus, right? But so is that clear? If for some reason, that's what it says in the Chumash. So the light that we have is really from the only V in the sun. Originally, it was just or it wasn't coming from the sun or anything. It was just light. It's also very interesting. Now it comes from a source. It comes from the sun. But the light that we have every day is not from the Yom Rishon, the Ma'aseh Bereishis, Yom Rivi'i. Right? Interesting thought that they say. Okay, all right. I want to also remind the Olam. I think it's very important. Just an extra one. I just want to remind the Olam.
So what's the Ubda? This is just to have to, once or twice a day to think
about and if you can look up Medrashim, Chazal, or at least be Mitzbonen. And of course, when you say the Yoyim in the morning, so try to relate to it. But try to think about if you're walking the street and Yom Shlishi, you say, oh, this is the grass. This is the grass that Hashem created on Yom Shlishi, right? You see the sun. Right. Try to connect to that day. Okay, Rabbi Say. Wish everybody had sloth of the day that I have one. But what I wanted to say, start thinking for Rabbi Say. I think that it's in place that at least privately every day we should say a tefillah for Klal Yisrael, that should protect Klal Yisrael. I don't know why people say that. I don't know whether Rabbi wanted to speak about it. I haven't heard a big deal made about it, but these are how good we should do it every day, and they say a real tefillah, for Klal Yisrael. And you say, Achena b'nei, Achena b'nei Yisrael, a kapitel tefillah, Rabbi Say. It's very important to do that, right? Right, okay, but it's not.